Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. It's been said in farm circles that if you want to put your finger on the pulse of agriculture in Kentucky, just check out a Farm Bureau policy book. Farm Group Vice President Eddie Melton of Webster County thinks that's a pretty reasonable statement, and one example is the group's resolutions process. Melton serves as chair of the Resolutions Committee, which met a few days ago to consider and codify policy resolution suggestions from across the state.
It's a good time to connect with farmers from all across the state and talk about issues that are important to agriculture, and you get that feel from their communities of what's going on and what's important, and that gives us a feel of the way things are in agriculture all across the state of Kentucky.
The committee processed some 900 resolutions from counties statewide, preparing them for final voting delegate action at the group's annual meeting in early December. Policy issues range from keeping a lid on property taxes through support of House Bill 44 to new situations like drones, an issue with more than one farm perspective.
It is. Drones seem to be a topic, and especially with our young farmer group, and of course you would suspect that that would be important to them. They like the new technology that's out there, and there's concern among folks in agriculture of what kind of regulations are going to be coming to drones and the use of drones. We've not considered it yet, so I think it'll come up today.
From issues dealing with wildlife management, mountain lions and beaver, to protecting the master settlement agreement in tobacco, they cover the waterfront. We'll be right back.
From trees that need planting to decks that need building, you've got a lot to do. And for every digging project, you need to contact Kentucky 811 first. Well, now you can just go online to 811now.com. 811 Now is an online system that lets you complete, review, and submit all of your information in one simple online form. That means less time on the phone and more time for planning your project. So click before you dig and go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
Traditionally, the Farm Bureau Vice President serves as Resolutions Committee Chair, and Eddie Melton says it's an enjoyable task. Back to the issues. A major one over the last 13 years has been preserving 50% of the tobacco settlement, which, with the decline of tobacco, has been dedicated to improving ag infrastructure here.
When we had our Measure the Candidates Forum this year with both candidates for governor, were in our office, and they both committed that they would support the 50% of the ag development staying coming back to agriculture.
He says there are clear economic improvements in the ag sector because of this.
Those monies that we've reinvested in agriculture, I think, are paying off in better genetics in our cattle and working facilities and technology, all those projects that those counties are working on. I think those are really paying off now. We're seeing really good dividends from that.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.